Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
There's a lot happening. You're going to see me being very upset. At one point, I was fuming.
And now, coming to the mic, Nikki and Brie Bella. This is the Bellas Podcast.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Bellas Podcast. And today we are opening up with one of my faves, and I know we open up with this a lot, Bonita Rosé.
How
is yours?
Yeah,
well,
Brie. You opening up with a coffee? That is just
a coffee.
So wrong.
Look, she's going to braggart him. Let's hear her brag real quick. What is it, Brie?
One, for me, it's a little too early right now, and I have literally drank all of my Bonita, so I need to refresh. I need to call Ryan and say, hey, send some more over. And I did have to make a stop at Bouchon Bakery. So,
and that's why she's late, everyone. But yes. The reason why I made sure we had rosé today, now, even though Artem's favorite is sparkling rosé, he's obsessed with our Bonita rosé of Pinot Noir. So I made sure no matter what time it was that my baby boy, my man, my hubby had some rosé.
Well, I mean, if you were a really good wife, you would have gotten sparkling.
Oh,
snap.
Do you know what I mean?
I got it for him on his trailer.
She did.
Yeah.
She brought actually rosé to my trailer on the night when I got eliminated. She's like, hey, just make something up for you right here.
Thinks she deserves wife of the year for doing it one time. I mean, Instacart, You could have had it there this morning.
I deserve wife of the year for giving Artem BJ's minimum twice a week.
I will argue with Artem on that. I don't believe you.
Okay,
I know.
Sorry, you know me. I love to embarrass Artem. But so, everyone, we thought it'd be fun because Artem is more than just a special guest. He's family. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. So we wanted Artem to join us in opening up. And then, of course, we're going to get that interview that everyone's waiting for a little bit later. But he has to be with us the whole time, right? Because he is family.
Isn't that like goes, I got all my sisters?
Oh,
yeah, it does. All my sisters with me.
Artem, so what do you think of your wife and your sister-in-law
the best.
Turning 39? We're 39.
Wow, you guys getting that old?
Yeah. 39. Artem, we're catching up to you.
Ouch. Yeah, it hurts. Let me tell you, it's nothing exciting about 39.
Really? See, I feel like it's like a year you get a plan of like, I'm about to enter my 40s, and how do I want to enter my 40s? The next incredible decade of my life. I feel like it's actually a really exciting year to plan what you want for the next decade.
I was more thinking like knee pain, neck pain, elbow pain. But yeah, if you put it this way, I think 39 is great.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's already happened to me. But you know what? Something that hit me is why did half of the year of me being 38, I kept saying, oh, I'm almost 39. I'm like, why didn't I enjoy just saying 38. I'm 38. Do you know what I mean? I feel like
totally.
I'm that person who halfway through the year, I'm like, oh, I'm almost this. So you know what I told my 39-year-old self?
What?
Not once this year will I say I'm almost 40 until that day actually effing happens. So this whole year, everyone's going to hear me always say 39. Even if it's November 20th, the day before my birthday, and someone goes, how old are you? I'm going to say 39. I'm not even going to say 40 tomorrow.
Well, you know what I kind of like is because you kind of took that away from yourself, which I felt like I did the same. Why don't we say not far from 38? How old are you? Not far from 38.
Well, What?
That doesn't work.
But you,
yeah,
no,
it does,
that doesn't
because
work.
Like
you're past 38.
No, but
not far.
Well, okay. By the way, I'm 2 days past 38, so I could be like not far from 38.
So just say 39 young, right?
You can say not far from 39, but you can't say not far from 38.
Yes, you can.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I don't think
so. Whatever. Okay, fine.
But I understand. But yeah, that was something
we understand
that I
were trying to say, but I don't think you can say that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
But I told myself I'm not doing that this year. This is my last year in my 30s. I'm going to enjoy having that 3 in front of the 9 this last year.
Yeah.
But I will say I feel really good. I did get a couple more wrinkles on my neck, which freaked me out a little bit. So I kind of want to call the doctor and talk about a laser for that. But other than that, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Well, we got a big compliment though, Brie, because our Basic magazine photo shoot finally came out. We had been waiting for that shoot to come out for the past few months. And I feel like that was like an amazing 39-year-old gift to ourselves. Like it made me feel hot and sexy and young and realize it doesn't matter your age. Like you can still like sex it up and feel good about yourself.
I get that. I felt the same way too. And I told you this, Nicole, because I feel like lately, and I think Artem would agree with me, I feel like you've had a hard time like kind of aging and finding yourself. I feel like for you, it's like 1 week, it's like you're feeling great about your hair. The next week, you're like, oh my gosh, my hair makes me a mom. And it's like, no, you look great. So I feel like you've been on this crazy roller coaster ride of aging and being the old Nicole to the new Nicole, which happens when you have kids. It happens. But for me, it's like, I look at it that I'm like, okay, I'm getting older. I'm aging, but I'm rejoicing in it. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to look like my 29-year-old self. And I'm sure in hell I'm not going to try. Like, I don't want to put that stress on me. It's like, okay, like things look a little tired, a little saggy, whatever, but what else can I enhance in ways to make myself look better? Right. What can I hide with something
tired,
cool?
A little saggy. Wow. I mean, you went from like a really great speech to like little saggy and tired.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I do. Every morning I look in the mirror and I'm like, shit. I'm like, I thought I slept good.
Artem,
I think
you
should say mature and experienced, not saggy and tired. I don't think and tired apply to that.
Artem, I love that. I'm going to start to say that to myself.
Yeah.
I'll be like, whoa, Brie. You slept 8 hours, but you look very mature and experienced.
There
like
you
that.
Go. Exactly.
Well, Artem,
the amount of knowledge you just woke up with, it's like mind-blowing.
Honestly.
Imagine you're
20.
You don't wake up like that. You never think of those thoughts.
There you go, Artem.
You wake
and
up
that's
going like,
to change
wow.
my day.
I'm so
and
much
that will
wiser.
Change my day.
I'm so much wiser.
I agree. Artem, well, from the male perspective, how do you feel?
Old.
Well, but like, because I know men look in the mirror and they feel the same thing like us women.
You know what? I think I wouldn't really care if I wouldn't do what I do for a living. I think it would be absolutely irrelevant for me. But I think because, like, I don't know, I have to go and, like, be on camera and stuff. And most of the time, it's like, you have to play the guy being this, like, guy who can dance and stuff, you know? So it's tough on that side of it because you always go through my, like, oh, there's younger kids coming up. Like, am I too old for this? Do I need to, like, retire? Is that the case? Or what? Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, I think for the past year, I definitely got a little bit more into like, okay, I got to go work out harder than I was before, just because the result is definitely not the same. I mean, I used to go to the gym like 2 weeks in a row when I feel like, okay, I'm good. You know, I can sustain this. 4 or 5 months later, I'm like, where's the result? Like,
right.
Honestly, I step on those weights thinking, oh, I might gain 2 pounds. That's amazing. No. And then The worst part of it, you miss the gym for 3 days and you're back to square one. So it just flies out of a window so fast and it's so hard to gain back. It's insane. It's not a joke. That's why
I agree with you.
You wake up wiser, that's very beneficial.
Right? Because
it
our
is.
Brain
you're
at least
exercising
gets stronger.
Your brain, not necessarily your looks. There you go.
I agree.
That's what
you're
going to focus on. That's what you gain.
Right. I mean, I'll have a cheat day and all the 3 weeks I did with no carbs, like went out the window. I'm like, I was good for 3 weeks. I did no alcohol. I did no carbs. I was feeling good. I have a cheat day where I'm literally, it's 2 bad meals. And I'm talking about 2 slices of pizza and then maybe a breakfast burrito. And I honestly will look at myself that day and then the next morning wake up and I'm like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
I feel like I put on like 3 pounds, 5 pounds. It's awful.
Yeah. I've been the same way. I would say the past year, And I started, though, to give myself grace, because what I realized is there are moments that I go really hardcore and I get ripped and I love it. And then there's times for a few months straight, I really just enjoy eating and like going out to dinner and enjoying the things. And I used to get really down on myself, and at times I still can, but it's weird. It's the first time ever in my life where I'm like, you know what? But I'm happy. And I'll look at myself and I'm definitely up in my weight, and I have been for probably the past 6 months or so. And it'll hit me at times when I see myself on TV, like, oh, there I am. Like, not what I used to be. But I'm also just really happy. And I think that's when you were talking about earlier, when I struggle with my hair, it's because I can't hide behind my long mane. It's like it's just all out there for show. And I think that's the time where I get a little messed up. But then it's like I am really happy. And like it's so fun, as you all know, to take your kids out to dinner. Or when you go get them ice cream. I love joining Mateo and having ice cream. Or like pizza night. And I just don't want to like look back and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't enjoy any of those moments because I was so worried about being
vanity.
A few pounds less. Yeah. So
I don't want to sacrifice fun in life for vanity. I feel the same. Yeah, you know, Brian and I were talking about this. If it wasn't for, you know, social media and us all being on TV, like Artem said, like, would we really care? And like,
no,
I don't think we'd put as much stress on us. Like Brian wakes up at 4:30 every morning to make sure he gets a hard workout in, because he's like, it's harder at my age. It's harder at 40, 41 he is. But, yeah. And I agree. And I'm like, I know we take too many pictures of ourselves. Like
it's
Instagram
crazy.
Is constantly putting us in check. I'm like, I don't want to be put in check. There's weeks that's why I think I'll go off for like 5 days straight or something. Cause like, I'm tired of trying to keep up, look good. Like, I'm like, whatever. Yeah. This week is just one of those weeks. Like I'm going to be in my own zone over here.
Well,
caring.
Speaking of food and indulging, let's talk about our menu tomorrow.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving. I can't wait.
Yes.
I always have a thing. Like, I need to make sure. Well, I think we all are the same. What I've experienced the past few years, we all have to get our workout in.
Yes.
You got to burn a little to eat a lot. It just
That's
makes it
right.
taste so much better. When you get to go into Thanksgiving, which I know we call it dinner, but we always start at like 3 p.m. Nothing feels better than when you go in there really hungry, you know?
Oh, for sure. Really hungry. And I think, too, like, when you feel good. Like you said, you got that sweat session, you're hydrated, like you're like ready to then now make yourself feel really bad.
So Artem, what are you making tomorrow?
Good question. What do you guys want?
Well, I'm doing the cheese rice, iconic.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to take a little stress off you this year, Artem.
She did. It's been really sweet of her.
You cooking?
Yes. Well.
Oh, wait. No, she's ordering.
No. I gave everyone. Like
all the women
Nicole's
are cooking.
Cheese, all the women are cooking. Nicole's doing cheese rice. My mom's doing pretzel jello and broccoli salad. Billy Sue is doing the pumpkin cake. I did order 3 pies. I ordered the turkey that we did last year.
Nice.
We did like
and
the turkey, remember?
The turkey was
yes.
good. Yes. Yeah.
And then ham. And then I'll admit, do you remember? Because last minute we did also their mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I got that, and then their green
beans
with the almonds.
Even though Arda makes the best mashed potatoes.
Well, so I remember driving, picking it up.
Yeah.
Remember how they didn't have that order, and I was like,
you
wait
and
a
JJ.
Minute.
Yeah.
I know.
It has to be here. You don't understand. There's a lot of hungry people out there.
Exactly. So I made sure to order ahead of time this year. And then I was like, oh, I was going to ask you to do the mashed potatoes, and I was going to do the stuffing. But then I'm like,
give
you know
Arda
what,
a
sometimes
break.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it all gets too stressful. And I told JJ, like, you and Artem just have to go pick it up.
But
that's
your cooking.
Guy's duty.
But I love cooking.
I know. Well, so
you
then
know,
when I thought you could do.
It feel like it's a holiday if you don't cook.
Will you do your Russian pot stickers?
Oh,
dumplings.
Yeah, dumplings.
Dumplings.
Yeah, I can totally do that. Yes.
Do those because they're my favorite.
Well,
and I feel like.
Let him talk. What do you want
to
make?
On the scale from mashed potatoes to dumplings, we're talking like mashed potatoes, and then you're talking like dumplings. So you get dough, you do it your own self, you mince the meat. We're talking now like really
you
good.
You should have had
meals.
Artem do mashed
All right,
potatoes.
Done. No, I'm down. I'm always up for a challenge. I'm always up for a challenge. You know, the thing is like when you cook, it's very satisfying. Like mashed potatoes, it's easy. It's just like you boil the potatoes, throw some butter, maybe add some whatever milk to it if you want to. Mix all together, so all done. You know what I mean? There's nothing fancy about mashed potatoes. But if you do like those dumplings, I mean, that's...
And will you do meat and then vegetarian?
I can totally do that too, yeah.
Okay, so now you just added a lot to your Thanksgiving day. Are you going to be good with that?
But I feel like Artem shouldn't do the dumplings on Thanksgiving. We should have him do it for Friday or Saturday.
But I think because we have so much family there, it could be a fun little Russian plate to have.
A little, like, little extra.
Is that what you want?
Do
you
How about that'll be our appetizer?
I don't mind it. No, of course, yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it at all. I think it's great. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And then I thought then whatever's left over, we do that Friday. So Friday leftover day. I feel like that's what everyone does. And then I'm adding an ice cream sundae bar because we have a bunch of birthdays. We're going to celebrate you and I, Nicole, Billy Sue's birthday, and Zach.
Oh, nice.
Ornitus's birthday. So four birthdays. We thought that'd be a fun celebration.
Look at that.
Look at that.
A lot
so
of
many birthdays.
Right?
So many gifts to get.
Exactly.
So, Bree, do we have Santa Village at the house yet?
So, no, I'm not one of those. I think we talked about this last year.
Oh, yeah. You like to wait till after Thanksgiving to start decorating.
Yeah. I have my cute turkeys out. And maybe it's because it's my birthday is always so close to Thanksgiving, but I do not miss Thanksgiving. I'm not one of those. Thanksgiving gets its proper decor, its celebration. But then, right when it's done, like, boom. You guys are going to have Santa's Village up in my house.
Yeah.
It's going up. I'm already actually starting to bring everything down in the garage. So, like, I can move and do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you guys... Oh, I forgot to tell you this. So, I called a local Napa company to hang up lights at my house. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Do you remember, Nicole, I do that in Arizona? So, I'm like, can you quote me? You wonder how much they quote me?
How much?
$10,000.
$3,000.
Oh.
I said no. You guys know, I just wanted the front. Think how easy that is. We're talking about...
Oh, so you didn't want the whole house.
I'm so sick of people taking advantage
yeah,
of people.
They knew that. I had to send picture. I did all this stuff.
It's like one string of lights, no offense.
Well, I was like confused. And then they're like, well, we can store your lights. And which...
Store
okay.
a box of lights?
I mean, I think you need four boxes.
Maybe.
But I was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's way too expensive. And they're like, okay, happy holidays. I'm like, what?
They're like,
like, you didn't even negotiate.
It.
Like,
it's because there's people out there paying for all that. That's so sad. Artem and I were talking about this the other day, just how at times we feel like people take advantage of people, and it's really sad. It's just, it's a sad thing. So
I agree. So Artem, I might ask you to help me.
Why not? Why about your husband?
$3,000.
I know. Well,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Artem will give you a discount. $1,500. Yeah.
How about if I go
see
you
at
Bouchon?
I think JJ and I can just put it up really easy.
Yeah.
Take like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but now we're finally going to come back and interview the man of the hour. We loved opening up with you, Artem, but now we got to dig deep into that soul.
Wow, you're hyping so much, I'm afraid. I feel like this chair is getting
there's
bigger
a lot.
And bigger.
There's
I'm getting smaller
there's
and smaller.
There's a lot of tea we need to know. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Artem.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Artem, well, I would say welcome to the show, but you've already been on it.
I know.
Okay, so I think everyone first wants to know, elimination night, your feelings, because obviously the look on your face, you can tell you're extremely upset slash mad. Tell us how you felt.
Am I letting the dogs out like completely, or am I just trying to be really, really politically correct
well,
over here?
Brie was letting the dogs in. You're letting the dogs out.
Well, I think you speak from the heart because you always come from a very honest place, but you're always gracious when you say it.
Yeah. Like,
last time when we had you in the beginning of the season, you said some honest things, but it came from a really sincere place.
Well, I mean, obviously disappointed, it's hard to explain because you're just disappointed because you're so invested. I think people just sometimes don't understand that for the past, 3 months almost, you live your life, breathe your life with the job. Like, that nothing really else is happening in your life besides, like, you choreograph, you dance, you teach, you're very invested into it, you live and breathe it. So if anything goes the way you don't necessarily want it to go, you're always going to get really upset. And that was the case. First of all, double elimination, I feel it's tough just because two people going home and one of those couples have completely no say. It's pretty much like the lowest score, the lowest vote, you immediately eliminate it. Which just comes down to pretty much the only thing I could do is try to get the best score possible because obviously I can't control the votes. I can't make people vote for us if they don't want to. And we had two dances. One of those dances was contemporary dance and second dance was the dance-off, which we did against Wayne. Tough opponent. I'm going to give it to him, great performer. And he understands entertainment, you know, like he knows how to sell stuff. And he comes, like, especially we did the 90s era, and he is clearly was loving that era. It's not necessarily the era I grew up in, even though I grew up in, but, like, it wasn't in my cultural vocabulary of things because I was living in Russia, which is at the time in 90s. I don't think I even listened to foreigner music, to be honest, which is going to sound really crazy to some of you people, but it's true. You know, and I think performance has like a huge impact on TV shows where if you can perform, it's like 99% of the success, correct? Mm-hmm. But if we want to see people grow through the competition, if we want to see them being challenged and overcome certain challenges, then I feel like they should be applied on, not just to one or two or three people because it's an easy target to do. It's an easy thing to ask for. But I also feel like people who do well needs to be also challenge with other little things that they're missing. And if the judge is willing to criticize them to the point like when they're saying, well, it's a semifinal, you have to do better, then I think you have to stick to it all the way through whoever comes on that dance floor. It's not fair to ask certain people certain things and just kind of like be happy just with a great performance and be like, this was great. Like, right. Oh my God, this was phenomenal, amazing. I think that's why I think it's challenging for a lot of people who is coming to the show to understand that you're not necessarily being judged against other people, because it's practically not fair to do if you've never had a dance experience for someone who had quite a bit or less than a bit. Like, even if you were exposed to it, obviously you're not judged, you're not being judged directly. But then if the judges will find to try to find something in this specific person that they need to overcome certain challenges, then I think that has to be kind of being fair in that sense. If you ask someone for emotional thing, great. If you ask someone for technical part, great. But do that. Because in the end of the day, if you want the growth and if you want for people to see that this person overcoming something, then it's amazing. And I think that's the journey that people get relate to. But if you kind of close their eyes and just be like, this was great performance. And of course, if people are going to give standing ovation, judges can't really go and say, this was not a good performance. 100%, I understand that. But you're also a judge. You're not an audience. That's why we have scores and that's why we have votes.
Right.
So you have to do that job, because that's what the judges has to do that, you know? And I think that's very important. But I do feel like sometimes we're missing that. We're lacking that. Just because it was a great performance, all of a sudden judges kind of like just happy. And I'm like,
yeah.
The other person going to feel real ashamed because he just been torn apart for the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, find the middle ground, because I do feel that lately we're kind of basing more on the performance.
Yeah.
Like more on the things that look spectacular.
Story. Well, that, and I feel if I was to do Dancing with the Stars all over again, I would have to be strategic in the way where it's like your packages matter just as much as the dance. That's how it is now.
For sure.
So you would have to have, and you could tell the people that have a game plan. This is a story that I'm going to tell this week. So when they have the heart to heart in the beginning, I'm going to make the story about this. And then you're going to see me overcome it in the dance. Everyone who really wants to make it far, you could tell they've caught on to that. And so then it's sometimes hard to know, like, who's honest and who's not. Like, sometimes I'm like, are they just making that story up? Or, like, or they're just pulling, I don't know. I love it, but what I've realized is that's what it's come down to. If you don't have a strong package and you don't see yourself overcome it in the dance, you're not going to go as far as you hope. But one thing that Heidi was not credited about, and maybe it's a good thing or a bad thing, but she's very competitively dancing against her daughter who's 18 and never made one person ever bring up the age comment. I think of how I feel at 39 and the stuff that I can and cannot do because of my age. Heidi was so good that you never thought of age. And to me, that is like remarkable for a 50-year-old woman. One,
I agree.
The way she looks, the way she moves, her body, her vibe, her aura, her swag. And the fact that that was never talked about or applauded or like given all 10s for, I'm like, this is one of the most incredible stories for women. Like, she just went out and kicked everyone's ass, and you never once questioned her age because she was that damn good. And she's never been in the spotlight before. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I
agree.
Was like, whoa, that's amazing. But Artem, what did you think made Heidi the ultimate partner?
Ooh, I think her, like, the excitement of being on the show. I swear to God, like, once we had the first meet, she was jumping for joy that she was actually part of the show, because her family did watch the show for many, 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 many seasons. And before they became what they became, this huge, you know, social media people, I don't think she ever thought that she would have an opportunity or chance to be on a show like this. You know, so I think that whole thing, when it came together and see that excitement and that determination, like, I want to do well, I want to do really good, because I'm really excited to be here. And I think seeing that really pushed her to do well, you know, and also seeing her succeeding from week to week and get better kind of like give her even more like, oh, I really want to do better now. I want to do even better next week. Like, it was a constant trying to challenge yourself, kind of like competing against yourself, even though they're trying to make it look like she's competed against Charlie, like, oh, how? Because in the beginning, for the first couple of weeks, it was like, more ways Charlie on the leaderboard and ways Heidi.
Right.
I don't know if that really worked. Because
I don't think anyone.
It would only work.
The packages didn't tell this story enough.
Because there was no sense of like correlation, like in the package or when we. And the saddest thing for me personally is that
They were always together,
they
right?
They were always together in rehearsal. I mean, Charlie and Mark came to rehearsal at least twice or three times every single time we were there. And like, hey guys, how you doing? Oh, that was great. Like,
such a bummer they didn't show that.
It was a really good, and the banter between Heidi and Charlie is really, actually really, really, really funny. Like, they're literally trying to sabotage each other. But like in a funny way.
In a cute way, yeah.
In a funny way. That's and I feel funny. Like not seeing that kind of like took away from mom and daughter aspect that I think that's what they were casted originally for. It's a mom and daughter. It's a family affair in a way, yeah. You know? And it just, I did not feel, for example, watching the show, like there was the family affair until Alfonso was asking like, oh, look, where is Charlie at the board? Where can you beat the Charlie? Charlie got a 10. Will you get a 10? It's like it didn't make sense at that point because they kind of make it look at a serious competition. And obviously, Heidi's like, I'm not competing against my daughter. I'm here to support her and be able to share the experience she's having because I'm having the same experience as her. So we can actually bond more as a family. Because, I mean, what she was telling me that once your kids grow up and they go on their way, you miss that relationship. Yes, they call you. Yes, they hang out maybe once, whatever. But like you don't have that the same like as their babies when they need you 24/7. So she said that bond from the beginning of the dance show, like showing the videos, talking about the same dances, like it just gives her more purpose to spend more time yeah. together and share something that is very unique because you don't really see very often where like mom and daughter put in the same kind of like a world and they're trying to do something that is really matter right now. So yeah. I think it's a very new experience that, again, people did not get to see.
I believe in divine timing. And I think the blessing in disguises is that Heidi gets to see her daughter perform for two shows. And as you saw in semifinals, Heidi was extremely emotional watching her daughter dance. And I think to get that gift as a mom for not to, like, what if Heidi went all the way to the finals? You know, she would never actually get to sit and watch the magic her daughter is doing on that dance floor. So I believe, you know, God always has a plan. And the fact that she not only got to experience an incredible season with Artem and prove to the world what she can do and totally a star was born, and then also get to sit in as a mom and enjoy her daughter. Like, what a blessing to get both of those. I know that's not incredible. What Artem wants, but... Yeah.
I think still watch this from the balcony.
All right. But Artem, before we move on, before we move on to the wedding special, I have one last question about dance. Do you think any dances will get nominated for an Emmy this season? And if so, which one? Or which ones?
Are you talking from the couples dancing? Or are you talking for
any dance like, that you saw from Dancing with the Stars?
Just before. Well, I think so when they're choreographed that group number that probably going to get nominated knowing how it's been in the past.
The Michael Bublé one?
Yeah, I think so. Mark's performance, yeah, I think you've done pretty incredible numbers this season.
Mark has killed it, my goodness.
He's killed it this season.
I think one of my favorites, just because I think Simpsons were phenomenal.
That was unreal. I just got chilled.
Starting from like makeup and the creative and the choreo and I just executing it, I think it was, in my opinion, one of my favorites. But again, I can literally pick every single performance that he's done. He's very creative in what he does, and I think it definitely should be recognized.
Yeah. Well, guys, I have to say, overall, I absolutely love Dancing with the Stars this season. I thought it was so genius to go to Disney Plus and stream. I will tune in next year. Artem, I can't wait to see who you have next season. But I have to say, I love Conrad and his team being back because they brought back the magic of Dancing with the Stars.
I agree. And it felt this elevated season.
This season was so fun to watch, and I loved watching Gabby perform. And I thought, like, that was actually a strong, fierce woman. But see, they got to see her be vulnerable before. But I loved Daniel's story. I loved how Vinny, like, made it so far just having the greatest fan base. Artem, I loved seeing you create this season. Like, your choreography and seeing someone like Heidi execute was absolutely amazing. But you were always the favorite. It is crazy. And even Heidi said it. Everyone would stop her and go, you're so lucky to have Artem. And when I went to the live show, I had so many people stop me and even people who were on past seasons and go, I asked for him and I wanted him. He's literally the best pro. How he coaches and his aura. It's true, though. And you killed it this season. And I'm so proud of you. And I can't wait to see you create more and more.
Thank you. It was definitely a fun season. And Artem, I have a question. What's your feelings about Len leaving? I have to say, I'm sad.
Len. So sad.
I mean, he's the staple of the show.
I agree.
Regardless of what people call him, like, the grumpy Len and all of that, that is enormous part of the show, and that's what makes it legitimate. You know what I mean? It's like there is some parts of the show you can't replace, because the more you're replacing those little things, that makes it less of the true what it was.
It would be like replacing Simon Cowell on AGT. Like, you just can't.
I think Glenn has just gave that wisdom of what dancing is. And I think there is a reason why he's the head judge.
Right.
And he deserved that spot, and he owns that spot, and he truly is that magic that makes Dancing with the Stars Dancing with the Stars.
Who do you think? We're saying this.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't see anyone replacing his spot. I think it will go back to three judges probably, and Derek will be that middle judge. That's my honest opinion.
Really?
I don't think you can bring anyone else to replace and not get negative comments for it. I think it's impossible to replace. It's better off to leave it off and just like close that door instead of bringing someone else into it, because all it's going to bring the controversy of like, he's not good enough as Len was, or he's not the same. It's not the same. Like, I think it's better just to take it out, that because it used to be three judges. It never used to be four judges. It always used to be three judges.
But I like the four.
And I think it's good to keep it that way, you know? And you can have a guest judge if you want. I mean, that's always an easy
fix. Well, why don't we put out there that Artem takes over Len's spot, because Artem is very stern and technical. And Artem would totally be, I mean, everyone's always told him how he's kind of like Len. Artem wouldn't have compassion when he's judging. He would just be very straightforward on like your technical work of the dance.
A lot of people think, and I've seen certain comments being done towards the judges saying like, the job is so easy. I mean, you just sit and talk. It's hard. It's really hard. Trust me. It's extremely hard. It's not easy. I think it's easy to make a dance steps.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard because no matter what you're going to say, there's always going to be a different opinion. That's A. And you really have to stick. You really have to stick to the truth of how you truly feel. And you have to be consistent.
And they're
live. Because as soon as you're all over the place, people don't trust what you're saying. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I think to be a judge on a show like that, which is a huge say. I mean, to be a judge on a show like Dancing with the Stars, that's a huge responsibility. That's a responsibility to encourage people through critics and through judgment. I think sometimes we're forgetting how those words can affect a person. Because you're being judged on national television in front of millions of people, which is, I think, is, imagine if you're just in conversation with two people and someone's telling you not what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's being a judge, I think it's extremely difficult. It's a very difficult job.
Yeah.
And
but I think you're capable.
And I think we don't give enough credit to those people.
I agree, Brie.
I mean, look, with times, I think you definitely find the groove and you definitely can, you know, to make something of it. And of course, if opportunity like that will comes along, I mean, obviously I will jump on it with a full head in. Don't get me wrong, but I just want to truly people understand this is not an easy job.
But I will tell you, as a viewer who's someone who's not, doesn't think about the backstage or really know anything going on other than what they watch on TV, it's fun to kind of sit back and hear the judges and disagree with them or agree with them or be like, maybe I would have thought of this or I would have thought of that, even though it's like you're light years away from even being able to be capable of doing that. So I feel like even if you see on social media, like people saying, oh, whatever about the judges
they
or this
say it
or
about
that,
everything in life.
They say it about everything.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's actually, I think, fun for viewers to kind of have those opinions, and it makes them get invested in the show.
Those are the best shows. When you look at AGT and American Idol and The Voice, you have to have a panel of judges that people could sit on the couch and they could agree or disagree with, but no matter what, they love them. And I think Dancing with the Stars has the best, one of the best panels. I love Carrie Ann, Bruno, and Derek's personalities, how that is, and Len. Like, all four of them together, they each bring something different. So that's why I hope they bring someone in like a Len, and they keep the four, because I think all their personalities just, they all complement each other so well, and I don't know. But Artem,
and that's another thing, yeah. You have to actually mix well with people who you're sitting next to, because everybody have their own talents.
Chemistry.
Like,
you got
to
make sure they have chemistry.
For example, Carrie Ann is known as a police lift. You do a lift, you know you're going to get penalized for it. Bruno is very, like, emotional and very about being sexy and about bringing this side to the dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lan is very, like, very much into the, I didn't like the dance because it was not enough content. I mean, we kind of know what they're leaning towards it, right? I think Derek has been a little bit more of kind of like wearing a little bit of each person's hat in a sense, but he was very encouraging every single
time.
Sure. Yeah,
which
performs.
I think is important.
I think he's the biggest, I think, talent is to encourage people. He always will say something that he truly appreciates. And I think that's a very important part
yeah.
too. So
yeah.
I think whoever comes in as the fourth judge, if that is the case, it's you know, you have
big
to find
shoes
your
to fill,
spot.
But there's
you
always
to
someone to fill in big shoes. That's how the world
right.
works.
And those are the biggest shoes because that is the person who's leaving is the judge, is the head judge. So
yeah,
unless they make someone else a head judge who's already existing right now. So
hey,
yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
Kings and queens have we've had new ones and we've had new presidents and there's always big shoes to fill. The world does not stop.
What
do you
want to
say?
One more thing. I just actually want to say because you already said about the Conrad. It's really nice to have someone who is truly try to listen and try to understand where you know the dancer's coming from. Because I think sometimes that kind of gets lost. And even though we always feel like we're steering that ship of what's been given to us, you know, because at the end of the day, we're trying to make our celebrity partners better and trying to understand how they function, how they work, and the process of how it works, you know, starting with like the insecurities about costumes or the insecurities about steps right. that they want to do versus they don't want to do. Like, we're literally in front of that 24/7, right? So I think when sometimes people forgetting about that, I think it becomes very challenging for us with our job. And Conrad coming in reassured everyone that, hey, you guys are really important part of this process, because if not for you, we wouldn't know how to really like maneuver people who you're dancing with. And I think Conrad brought that back to like, hey, your opinion actually matters, which was really
right.
refreshing, because I do feel like we kind of stepped away for the past few seasons from it where we feel like we didn't had a lot of say. And now all of a sudden we'll like actually speak up and say how we feel. And I feel you can see in this season the difference between how professional dancers react towards and how they perform and how they create and what actually has been happening.
Oh, yeah, 90 difference.
I think you can see it on the dance floor. And I just want to say that, yeah, that's a massive, massive plus. So
yeah, we love you, Conrad,
thank you, Conrad.
And your team.
Love it.
Yeah,
I agree.
We really
We've
loved
all seen
this
it.
Season. Yeah, and Berber. Birdie loved the season too. She got.
She
hooked.
Did. Yeah, she really
she
did.
She really
it's so
did.
Cute.
That's why.
I mean, she wants to be a pro dancer now.
Yeah, she wants to be a pro in Dancing with the Stars. So maybe one day Artem will be a judge and he will be judging
hey,
Birdie and her partner.
If there's not a season of juniors, she can even dance.
Oh,
oh,
could you
my
imagine?
Gosh, could you imagine? Artem,
we'll
can you
see.
Please go talk to Dina
weekend.
And Conrad? Okay, Dina and Conrad, we need.
I think she's too young.
Juniors.
Hey, we're
no.
on Disney Plus.
Right?
So,
yeah.
I think there's definitely a place.
Three, imagine that.
For
that'd
something
be so
like that.
Cute and cool. Oh, man.
I'd be nervous
she would,
for her.
Yeah, but she'd be amazing. Okay, Artem, we haven't had you on the podcast yet when the announcement was made for our.
We did. He was here.
Our wedding
we,
special. Nikki Bell
he
said
came
that
like,
you.
He came
I mean,
like literally right after.
Oh,
he did it with us.
We can talk about it. I mean, we don't have to not talk about it. That's a big thing that's
well, then
up,
what's the best part about
it's...
being married so far? How about that?
You know.
There.
Best thing being married so far. Let me think about it. Best thing being
except
married so
not getting
far.
Your ring sized yet and not
that's
wearing it
that's the only
it
thing
ever.
She can really talk about
because it's like you finally get married and I want
like,
to see him with a wedding ring and
like,
then he doesn't even wear
it's
it
it's like if I don't wear the ring it means I love her less
no but it's just an exciting it, thing it's like would be really cute to be in public with him and be like oh
hey,
my god look at your ring
and when I get a chance to go to the jeweler to size the ring
well it's crazy because you guys got married and then you haven't even been home yet as a married couple
we have not even slept in our bed at home yet as a married couple
next
week that'll happen next week
so it'll happen next week
next
I cannot
week
cannot wait
and the real marriage starts in your house.
Yeah, so we'll have to bring Artem back on in a few weeks. Be like, so, what's your favorite part about being married?
No, but I think like everyone says, you get married, it's not like much changes at all, especially with you two. You guys lived together before, you had a baby. So it's, I feel like you know, right? I mean, it's just like, yay, we got married, but it all feels...
I don't know.
I think the best part of being married is actually can say that's my wife.
Yeah. Exactly. That is the best part.
I think that is the best part. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't... Let's be honest. It's not like it really changes your life upside down. Like, oh, I'm married now. That's it. You know, it's very different. I feel very different inside my heart. You know, you still wake up and brush your teeth and it's still the same. Let's be very honest about it. But I think it does change. I don't know. It's like when you have an argument, it's like you think twice.
Yeah.
You know, you actually like start like, like, okay.
You're like, wait, I can't escape this relationship.
Let's figure this out. You know, like, let's figure this out. Let's make this happen. Let's make this work. So I think it does gives a different responsibility, definitely, in your mind. But as a physical being, hey, if I brush my teeth, I brush my teeth regardless if I'm married or I'm like we were dating or engaged. Like, it's still the same, you know? Yeah. But again, mentally, it does changes.
The whole getting to call each other husband and wife has been the best yet. And that's why I'm excited to bring my husband to the Barmageddon premiere November 30th in Nashville at Ole Red. Which, Breezy, you showing up or what, girl?
I'm going to be one of those last minute type of people.
That's negative.
You want to know what's kind of funny? I was telling Artem, I was like, you know, because Mateo's staying with the family with mom and Johnny, I was like, Arna, maybe we make these like 2.5 days, kind of three, like a mini honeymoon.
Which is such a bad idea. It's a work trip. Make it a work
but
trip.
Artem
and
I have never been away
in...
together without Mateo.
But don't say your honeymoon, because you guys should really plan one in 2023.
Why?
Make it just a fun like trip. Well, because maybe plan like a long weekend somewhere where there's no work, nothing, you two alone.
But I thought we could do like a spa day before the premiere.
Yeah, well, that's good. Just don't call it your honeymoon.
Okay.
Because you're going to still be busy.
But it is kind of fun to think that it is our first time ever being alone in 2 years.
Oh, for sure.
In over 2 years, our first time actually being alone together.
Today doesn't count.
You guys are going to have so much fun.
Today doesn't count.
No, but I mean, I'm going to bed and waking up alone. I mean, like just you and I.
And you know, it's going to be great as you guys are going to talk about Mateo the whole time. I feel like all parents, when they have their first trip away from their kids, they talk about their kids the whole time.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think the ritual right now is every time we wake up, because Mateo is awake and Nicole bringing him to our bed, and we have like just chill. So I think that
it's
definitely
the best.
Is going to
I
be
love
missed.
It. Yeah. Those are my favorite mornings ever. I love when he comes in our bed and we all just cuddle and hug, and it's
more
so
like
cute.
It's the best. Nicole cuddles with Mateo as daddy.
Well, Mateo,
in the face.
Mateo cuddles with mama.
Things,
and
so, yeah.
Artem's always like, "Teo, can I have a kiss?" And he just kind of puts his foot up to his mouth, or
just like,
and he I like gives it. Me so many kisses and hugs. It's the best thing ever. Gosh. I know, it's just incredible, but. I'm really excited because the premiere of Barmageddon, we are going to have, they're pulling out some of the bar games. So
it's going to be fun.
Artem's going to get to experience, you know, Drunken Axhole, maybe a few others, just the tip. We'll see.
Gosh.
So, Bree, you got to come and join the fun. And plus, Blake and his band are performing that night, and I get to intro them again. So I'm super excited. It's just going to be a good old fun time in Ole Red. I have to say, when I was there for a few weeks filming, I've always loved Nashville, but I fell so much more in love with Nashville because the energy is just so fun and so great. Everyone goes there to have a good time. And I mean, Bree, you and I, we were raised on country music. People don't know, but we were cowgirls. We were literally raised up cowgirls. So being in that atmosphere is a lot of fun. And I know Artem is going to have a blast. And I'm excited because I'm going to be drenched in red latex with a matching jacket with Artem.
Artem, are you going to wear red latex?
I am.
I told him.
I'm wearing a red latex, and we're actually matching because you're not there. I have to twin.
Yeah.
So
you're going to be
twins. There you go.
Daniel Diamond.
So if I come, should I wear red latex too?
No, because it's
be
my moment.
There you go.
No, but so we got Daniel Diamond's like this famous jacket designer, and he does boots.
Oh,
but
yes.
Like Gwen, to every top country artist, has worn him, and now to like influencers and models and so on and so on.
So we're joining the train.
Yeah.
So you're joining the train.
We are joining the train because when I saw this thing with Gwen, I was like, where did Gwen get that jacket? It was Jean with this like diamondy fringe. I'm like, that would be so cool to wear.
I've seen that one.
Have you seen that one that she's worn?
I know which
worn?
One you're talking
so
about.
So I went and I looked at his website and I'm like, oh my gosh, he does men's stuff too. So we actually we had a Zoom session with him. And so I'm wearing this hot like white one. I mean, I should say you guys wait, but white one with this fringe and Artem's going to wear this black with like white splatter paint.
Ooh.
Twinning.
You guys are going to look hot.
Twinning. Yeah.
With your red latex.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see you both. Yeah. I'm going to plan it. You know,
so
I'm standby with
coming.
Everyone.
Yeah. Hold on. That means you're definitely not coming.
I really want to. It's just one of those weeks where I'm like, oh, can I swing it? Which I really can. I just
do it.
I know. I'm going to regret it if I don't.
You will. And just
especially because I have to meet Gwen.
You
just commit now.
I mean,
just
my
commit
childhood
now.
Idol.
If you make a commitment now, you can't pull out of it.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay. I think I'm going to commit. I think I'm going to do it.
Do it.
What hotel? Well, never mind. I'll ask you later what hotel you're staying at.
All right. And on that note, everyone, remember, Barmageddon premieres Monday, December 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Standard on USA Network. Make sure to tune in.
That's right, because I'm on one of the episodes, and you get to see Sasha Banks and I go at it, which is really fun.
Hey, we got Gwen Stefani, Cheryl Crow, Elle King, Chris Young, Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson. That matchup, let me tell you, was hilarious.
Oh,
as well as
imagine.
Sasha Banks and Brie Bella. You guys were hilarious. And just so much more. I really, like, we had such a blast, and we just have so many great people. So many great, from even Kane Brown, Jay Farrow. I mean, the list goes on and on. So tune in every Monday night starting December 5th because we all will be really happy. And as many drinks as you want. There's no limit.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, scary. Artem.
Scary when that happens.
Well, Artem, before we ask for your inspiration affirmation, is there anything else you want to say from Dancing with the Stars to wedding life to everyone getting to see you get married to me early 2023?
I'm actually excited about that. Very, 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 very much so, because there's a lot happening. And when I'm saying a lot happening, you're going to see me being very upset at one point, which is I can't wait to see it because I was fuming. I can't even tell you.
Oh, you're talking about the wedding
scene. Yeah, wedding, yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell
at
you
first
what
I was
for,
like, what did I do? And then I was like, oh, it wasn't me, thank God.
Wow, I just can't wait to see my face.
Well, I have to say that
I can't wait for you to see your face.
I can't wait.
I saw your face, but it'll be good.
I haven't
it'll
seen that good. Part, but so I Either. Can admit that I have seen a little bit of it. You two haven't. The show, I mean, obviously you all know. Like, we love Michelle and Andrea, who were with us the past few seasons of Total Bellas, Hi Mom Productions, and Andrea, who has just been a top showrunner for so many shows. And their team that they always bring, they just shot so beautifully. When you two watch and everyone else, it looks like you're watching a scripted series. It looks like a movie. It is just so gorgeous. And I can't wait for you all to see it. I have not reached the part yet of Artem fuming, but I can't wait because obviously I wasn't there when this all was going down, and I can't wait for the world to see it. He's nervous. But Artem, hey, we've had a lot.
Actually, no,
of highs and lows on reality TV, and look at where we're at.
I'm not nervous.
Jesus forgives, Artem.
I just can't wait to see that because that was oof.
Well, and you know what will be funny about that moment, Artem, is we have to get on the podcast after that and talk because there was details I found out, and I was like,
wasn't.
Yeah. You know, and Nicole's like, no, I said it right to you. I'm like, you did not say it right.
Brie, I can't wait till you watch the footage back. And I said it 100% right
to you.
That story goes way back there.
And you
walk
over to Artem and just exaggerate. Anyways, the whole thing is,
it's all confusing.
The reason why we've been on reality TV for all
words lost in translation.
The reason why my family and I have been on reality TV for almost a decade is because you just can't script this shit. It's literally what happens in our life is absolutely wild. And you're going to see that on Artem and I's wedding day. I'm like, the producers must be doing backflips right now because I can't believe all this drama literally is going down. Because I thought having, you know, a very small wedding, it would be drama free. And then what actually happened, like, from Mateo to Artem to Gleb to Bree to just different speeches. I was like, what is happening? And nothing was like planned, which is great. That's why we're on reality TV.
But and can I just say this? Oh, right. When you're done. I just want to say a little Thanksgiving thing.
She needs to have a drink for that. She says that a lot. I have to say, though, I really loved having your friends on this season, Artem. And we got to see a lot of Gleb. And then one of the episodes, we get to see Sasha and Alan as well from Dancing with Stars.
And Emma.
But with the boys on that, because of their talks and stuff, it was so...
I agree.
So precious. Like, I love having your friends. And Emma, we need to have... Emma's just amazing. I mean...
She's so fun.
She has so much to offer in the TV world. I'm hoping in the future that, you know, we do more of these shows. I really like these series. And I really love seeing Artem and his friends. Like, even... You'll see a moment with, like, Alan and JJ. And you never thought, in, like, you would ever see
that. They
had
a really
right?
good talk. It was deep and it was really good.
Okay, so that was a lot of fun. But we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back with some inspiration and affirmation by my husband, Artem.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
And we actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving Mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good size meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code TWINS50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. All right, Artem, what is the inspiration affirmation you would like to leave with our listeners?
Learn how to let go.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
I think you can't change it. You can't fix it. There is no point of thinking about it because all is just going to drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think if you manage to find within you how to switch your thoughts and not continuously going back to whatever that is, I think it's important because you will never be able to grow.
Amen. You know, Artem, I saw this video about An Hourglass, and it literally was a speech from probably 2 decades ago. And what it was saying is at times we focus on the sand that's already at the bottom, and that's not going anywhere because that's the past. And we don't focus on the sand that's going through above and how fast it's going, because that's how fast time goes. Ugh. And it goes, and if you focus on this, you are just letting time go because you're so focused true. On what was, what is, and what you can't change, which is our past. And it hit me really hard when you're actually seeing the sand go through because you're just watching time go, right? And that made me think, like, God, it's so true. Like, we refuse to let go when we look back, and it just drives us crazy because we can't change it. It is 1,000% impossible to change what was, but all what we can change is what is going to be. And what is the present moment and the future. And so, Artem, you saying that is so beautiful. And that's why what I've really have tried to take into my life, because this one hits me the hardest, is divine timing. So I always am like, God's plan, this happened for a reason, because this is the path I'm supposed to be on, or because my angels don't want me to be here, they want me to be here, or this is where I need to be. And that's what's helped me get through it, is when I bring in my faith of knowing, like, what's right or what's wrong, or how I get to be present or the future.
Right. And what I think what both of you are saying is so important, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I think, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves for these gatherings to be perfect. A lot of us don't want to show up because, you know, issues with family or friends. But like Artem says, let go. And like Nicole says, the sand's already on the bottom. That's the past. There's new sand coming through. So Thanksgiving's all about being grateful and feeling gratitude and being together. So just remember, tomorrow on Thanksgiving, let go. Yeah. Just know, like, here's now, present, going into the future. You're with your family. And just the fact that you can actually go to Thanksgiving and be surrounded by people and love, enjoy that moment. And don't put pressure on having the best mashed potatoes, because you won't be like Artem.
Or dumplings. Russian dumplings.
Yes. Well, just the fact that you have food on the table is something we all have to be so grateful for.
Yeah. And I say, let's end with one of our traditions that we all will be doing, so everyone could take it to their tables tomorrow. Let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for. Artem, you go first.
Well, first, I'm thankful for my family because they're the most precious thing that, like, I've ever had. You know, Nicole and Mateo, and it just, you know, my family, which is in Russia right now as well. People said, like, just because they're there, you're taking for granted how important that is, you know, and because the expectation of it, like, yeah, they're my family. It's, I think it's important to, like, realize what that really truly means, you know, and I think being together and sharing that is very unique, and sometimes you need to a little bit put more effort to it.
Oh,
I love that.
I love that.
What about you, Nicole?
So I'm like Artem. This Thanksgiving, I am so beyond grateful for Artem and Mateo. Artem has made me realize so much. I think going through the wedding process and being able to write my vows and really dig deep into my heart and soul, Artem came into my life for a reason. And I was forced to take big risk and not know the future, but follow my heart, my intuition, my gut, and walking into the unknown and being really scared. And Artem's presence and who he is and how he came into my life led me to that and helped me believe in that. And I, following my intuition, look where I'm at. I'm so blessed to have an incredible husband and an incredible son and, like, this family that I wake up every day and I'm so blessed for. And it hasn't been an easy road. And you're going to see some of that on the show, but Artem knows that. We have a lot of ups and downs constantly, but I'm so grateful for him because he's my rock and he sticks by my side and he's an incredible father. And I just am so grateful for you, Artem, because I know we talk about the 0 to 100 and, you know, emotions, mm-hmm. and things aren't easy. And my personality, being with a dancer, is definitely not easy. But we make life and marriage work, and I'm just so grateful for that and for still having great sex. Thank you.
That's what you're going to end with. Amazing.
You know me. I always have to get some reaction. When I get mushy, I got to get something from them.
I love you.
I love you,
too. You know, I have to say, I always feel so grateful for my family, but I think this year, I always feel like, some reason, all of us on Thanksgiving pick one thing, but and there's so many things I'm grateful for, but one, and I don't think it's because I just turned 39, but I feel like in the last 6 months I've been surrounded by hearing a lot of people diagnosed with cancers and people passing a certain thing, so I'm gonna say my health. That's probably the number one thing I'm grateful for this year. I feel so blessed still to this day, like, coming out of a pandemic, which feels, I mean, was years ago now, I guess. But I feel really blessed for my health. I wake up every morning, I breathe, and I get out of bed nicely, and so many things. So that's my Thanksgiving gratitude this year, is my health.
Oh, well, I love that. And happy Thanksgiving to you both, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone tuning in. We hope you all have an incredible Thanksgiving, incredible weekend, and, you know, just think about what you're grateful for. I love you both.
Love you.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.